Yo guys, welcome back to another solo episode of Healed Now What. This week we're going to talk a bit about self-sovereignty, claiming our emotions, and moving beyond the past in the present moment. This conversation is so necessary because very often we get swept away by our emotions, our relationship turmoil, and really just lose connection with ourselves and those most important to us. In my many years of first working with my own deepest and darkest holes and then helping folks move through theirs, I just wanted to share some of this with you. But before we get into that, let's just take a moment to notice something that is either nice or pleasant. So this could be anything. A picture in your room, the way your clothes feel on your skin, the breath you just took, or even a lovely conversation you just had with someone. And as you recall that moment or take in that moment now, just notice how it makes you feel. If there is an area of your body that stands out, maybe even just putting a hand there. And then just seeing if any of that was helpful for you in any way. And how would you know? Maybe you feel more present, more aware of your surroundings, more in tune with your body. So let's get into this conversation around self-awareness, regulation, relationships, and how they all kind of just tie in together. People talk a lot about regulation, but what is this elusive state for so many people? Well, it was elusive for me for many, many years. I thought rather than give you some scientific explanation, I'd rather tell you what regulation feels like for me. So I'm just going to drop in for a moment. Regulation. What it feels like for me is becoming mindful and aware of myself. I can think clearly. I can make a conscious choice. I'm able to notice my breath and maybe even sometimes my feet on the ground. So feeling this feeling of being grounded. I can speak clearly, and I have an experience of actually feeling weighted in my body. So there's this connection that I feel to myself. I feel here in the present moment. I can notice my surroundings. So that's kind of how I experience being regulated. Everything just kind of feels okay. I feel neutral a lot of the time when I feel regulated. So I want to talk a little bit more about this and how becoming conscious of ourselves is such a gift. When we are aware that we are separate from what is happening, we know that, you know, when something difficult arises, perhaps it's an emotion. We can get a sense that we're not the anger or the sadness. We can get a sense that we are larger than the experience that we're having. And we can begin to create a gap between what we are experiencing and how we choose to respond to it. So therefore, we can be regulated in our different states. We can also be regulated when others are having challenging emotions around us. And what I mean by this is not that we are calm, but we are experiencing the emotion and allowing it just to be there. So in that way, we can be regulated in our anger and in our sadness because we haven't lost ourselves. We're just allowing these emotions to arise and for us to place our awareness on them. And how this sometimes shows up in our intimate relationships when we don't know where we're at or maybe we have some needs that aren't being met. I love giving examples from my own life because Lord knows I have many of them. There was a time that I literally could not handle it when my husband was having a tough day. So perhaps some of you can relate. I would get anxious, hyper aware of him and just really noticing that he wasn't okay. And I could feel just so much bubbling up inside of me. And I would pester him nonstop, asking if there was anything I could do. What did he need? Like, how could I fix it? Now, of course, we have this natural tendency to want to care for our loved ones, but this was beyond that. I just could not let him be. And so one of the main reasons we do this is because we never learned how to be with our own emotions. And instead, we had to figure out a way of making sure everyone else was okay in order for us to be okay. So therefore, everything that we needed came from outside of us. And then in that way, in that regard, we can become consumed by emotions, even if it's coming from someone else, and we can lose ourselves in those emotions. Or it can even be a projection. If we're not used to feeling our own states and moving through them, we can make assumptions that something is wrong with our friends or our partners when really we are the ones that have some unmet needs. So we can project these things onto others. An example of this is, you know, one time I was feeling, or probably many times, but one time I was feeling extra emotional, but it felt like the emotion was outside of myself. So I was sitting there and I was talking to a friend and I kept asking if she was okay and if she needed anything. And even though she confirmed many times that she was all good, I kept persisting on until finally she just looked at me and asked me if I was okay, if there was anything that I needed. And it turned out it was me who needed some extra support, but I was so detached from it, I just didn't even notice. So for those of us with attachment wounds, a lot of time we have spent contorting ourselves to maintain a proximity to love, that we don't necessarily have a strong sense of ourselves or what we need. And we've always relied on other people's state to determine our own. And how disempowering. Man, it felt awful when that was my predominant state. So there is this need that we have to learn this balance between our sense of self and this internal relaxation of being in relationship with other people. And so having this ability to be, you know, relaxed and moving into connection with someone else that is not stressful or anxiety producing. So we can do this by starting to track ourselves in the presence of others. So what I mean by that is just notice yourself. Notice what you're doing and what your body is experiencing when you're in connection with another person. For those of you wishing to dive into the world of somatic healing and get a taste of what it's like to discover the wisdom of your body, I'm offering $100 off my signature course, Reclaiming Resilience, to the listeners of this episode. It is a self-paced 5-week course that teaches you how to be with big emotions and sensations. It expands your capacity for more joy, more love, and more pleasure, while you also learn how to access your boundaries, intuition, and build safety within your body. Essentially, you'll be learning how to harness the power of your nervous system and welcome in more clarity, authentic communication, and fulfilling relationships. In the program, we are changing the way that we perceive ourselves, our patterns, and our limiting beliefs, as well as finding our unique voice. Use the code all caps feel good at checkout. And for those of you who are seeking one-on-one support, I also offer coaching and therapy packages and one-on-one sessions. I'll pop all of that information in the show notes. And now let's get back to the show. So perhaps, you know, you smile and you could ask yourself in that moment, you know, is this a genuine smile or am I feeling stiff? Do I need to move my arms and legs? So really just sensing into what our bodies are doing in connection with another person. When we get good at noticing ourselves and becoming more self-aware, we can begin to catch certain behaviors that may need some attention. We can begin to challenge this reality that's been part of our lives unchecked for too long. It can even get to the point that we begin to notice that in conversation, perhaps we are talking faster. Maybe we're tapping our fingers on the table. Maybe I start to notice that my right leg is moving and my heart rate is picking up. Geez, maybe my body is starting to feel activated inside. And then maybe I start to feel dizzy. And so I start to notice and pay attention to everything I notice and see while I'm in connection with another. And as I do this, I come back to myself. I'm no longer detached from my own experience. I can begin to feel the intensity moving through my body, but I'm still aware of what's going on. So I'm having moments of regulation during dysregulation, during intensity. I don't feel calm, but I do feel capable. And that's a huge difference. So the point here is to learn to manage the overwhelm we feel in these relationships we have with others and to ourselves, because whatever we repress will get expressed at some point. We can really teach ourselves some new skills by learning how to regulate through intensity while becoming mindful of our experience. So instead of projecting, distracting, or picking up that cigarette or glass of wine, which is fine here and there, but if it's become part of the way that we deal with overwhelm, maybe we can learn how to move towards our experience instead of running away. And this is the beginning of self-awareness. We can learn how to stay connected to ourselves when we face challenges. We can feel it and notice it without being consumed by it. We can begin to notice that our behavior, as well as many other things, are an attempt at regulation. And regulation occurs in a moment of mindfulness, a moment of presence. When we are little, we borrow the regulatory capacity of our parents. That's just the way it is. We learn through our parents' nervous systems. We take it all in, we watch and learn how to be with or ignore our internal states. So for my empaths and highly sensitive people out there, this is part of how we learn how to manage the superpower of being sensitive, because it is a superpower. We learn how to harness the power of our nervous system. We do this so we can avoid merging with others, feeling the pain of the entire world. We do this so we can feel what is happening in our own bodies without wanting to avoid or become consumed by what we are experiencing. So we're developing this ability to handle moving towards our own internal experience and feel it in our body. We're learning how to hold our own discomfort. if we are overly focused on everything around us and other people's stories and all of the events of the world, we will lose ourselves eventually. And then if we are overly focused on ourselves and consumed by the emotions inside of us, we will lose connection to our friends and loved ones. And how we can develop being more clearly with our own boundaries within ourselves and with those around us is by spending more time connecting with our bodies. And there's so many different ways we can do this. The key is to just start with where you're at. If you have a movement practice, yoga, or maybe you like to dance or sing in the kitchen, whatever it is, the trick here is as you move or sing or dance, allow yourself to become aware of the various sensations throughout your body. How do your feet feel? Your hips? Your neck? Notice and take a breath. Practice taking yourself deeper into those areas. What do I mean by that? All you have to do is notice them. Are there parts of your body you want to avoid paying attention to? If so, just notice that. We can do this with any activity. Just by beginning to notice the sensations in our bodies while we are doing everyday tasks. Then we can also try doing this while noticing the people around us. Allow the song you love to transport you deeper into yourself and begin to notice how you know you love that damn song. Does it bring you to tears? Is there an opening in your heart? Do you feel a bubbling in your tummy? No need to change anything, just notice. Do you want to play a song on repeat? Just over and over and over again. Notice that. There's this beautiful walking practice that I love to do. It's just mindfully walking outside in nature. By allowing the attention, your attention, to enter your body. So noticing your breath, allowing your mind to register what it feels like for your body to walk. Noticing the sensation of each foot landing on the ground, noticing your joints. And then you can move your attention to outside of yourself, to the world around you, by feeling the temperature on your skin, noticing the colors. Is there a smell in the air? What about shapes and movements to whatever is in your view? Open your ears and listen. Pause. Breathe, feel. Because when we begin to slow things down and really take in life, we can begin to do the same with painful things that come up. It's so easy to react when challenging feelings occur. So inviting ourselves to pause and allowing our attention to enter our bodies and feeling the energy inside and leaning in towards the discomfort, breathing and feeling. Because we all know we want to be able to be there for others. And in order to do this effectively, it's an incredible skill to develop for yourself first. You begin to notice there's a huge difference between being with people while they're in their discomfort, feeling the discomfort, and regulating alongside them versus wanting to rescue them out of their discomfort. That one took a long time for me. We can begin to feel okay when others are deep in discomfort because it's okay for us to be in our own discomfort. We don't need to rescue others from themselves because we are looking at the places within us that need some extra TLC. So here, we're diving into the subtle art of being with instead of rescuing from. So bring on that mindfulness to whatever you are doing and feeling. Become aware so you can be with. So my friends, we are human and there is no escaping it, but we can allow ourselves to have an incredible experience of the full spectrum of what life wants to share with us. Death is part of life. grief is part of life. Trauma is part of life. This is nature. This is what we were born into. It is devastating and hard and also guaranteed. What we can do is learn to soothe ourselves, be present to what is, and allow life to happen while we listen and move and sing and shake. So until next time, take care and bye for now. As always, thank you so much for listening. Life is busy, so it means even more to me that you are here. Listen, we've got so many great episodes coming up, so please make sure that you follow along on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you are listening. And if you appreciate these episodes, please do us a favor and leave a review and share the show with anyone you think this episode would benefit. See you again next week.